Vayichi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim shva esrei shana. The Baal HaTurim writes that Vayichi is gematria 34. 34 is 17 times 2. Because the good years that Yaakov lived at Ufkelet are the 17 good years when he was Megadol Yosef, when he still had Yosef, before Yosef disappeared from him. Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shana. And then again, the last 17 years, 17 Gematria Toiv, it's also Gematria Oy, but 17 Gematria Toiv, these are double Toiv years, is the Vayichi, those are the years that he lived up. Mamash Apella, what about the 14 years in Shein Ve'Aver? That's what was wrong with those years in Yeshiva? Yeah, he was an older bacher, about 80 years old, running for his life, hiding from his brother who's going to kill him. But it's the Yudalit Shonim. It's not in the Vayichi years, though, these years. Parshas Vayichi is the last of the Parshas in Parshas Sefer Bereishis. There are 12, the way we lane the Parshas, there are 12 Parshas. The Sfarim say it's connected to 12 months of the year. Well, a lot of years are like that. And the 12 Shvatim, well, actually, Menashe and Ephraim split up into two. And 12 Mazalos, I don't have anything to comment on that. But it's a process of the Tchilas Habriya all the way until the Achris Hayomim. The emes is these 17 years that Yaakov is in Mitzrayim. We spoke about it last week. As far as Yaakov is concerned, it's already a Bechina of Maisa of Simin Labanim, that it's already up to the Geula Hasida. That's why Yaakov says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He sees already that it's already the Geula. For the Simin Labanim, it's not like that. There's Maisa Avos, but it's Simin Labanim. The truth is, already in Parshas Vayeshev, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit B'Shalva because Yaakov wanted to be in a matzav that already, okay, it's time for the Geula Hasida in the Bechin of Maisa Avos Simin Labanim. And you know what happens? Kafatz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef. You know why? Because now the real story's done, right? There was the prompter of what it's going to be. But then the process of Yosef getting sold starts. In Parshas Vayichi, though, it talks about the Achris Hayomim. The word Achris is mentioned for the first time in the Torah. Anything that's mentioned the first time, that's the Sherish of it. Eis Asher Yikra Eschem Ba'Achris Hayomim. The emes is the Sfarim, right? That there's Makaris that in the Achris Hayomim there's going to be a certain chulsha. It's not going to be so easy at the Achris Hayomim. But what you're supposed to do is Vayischazek Yisrael Vayeshev Alamita, that was supposed to be Meschazek anyways, even in the Achris Hayomim. Now it's Mavur, Vayikra Vimei Yisrael Lomos, and it's Mavur that he lived for 147 years. That's Mefurish in the Pasuk, Sheva Shonim Varboim Umaas Shonop. We know that the Avos was supposed to live for 180 years. All three Avos were supposed to live for 180 years. Yitzchak lives for 180 years. Avram Avinu is Nifter 5 years early. Shula Yira, Esav Hoylech Latar Bisra. Yaakov loses 33 years. There are various pshatim in the Mefarshim why Yaakov went down from 180 to 147 and lost 33 years. One is because by the Trophim, he tells Lavan, Im Asher Timtza Es Eloihecha Lo Yichye. And Yichye is gematria 33. So for that klala of Lo Yichye, he loses Killas Chinam Lo Yisava, he loses 33 years. Azoy Shteit in the Baal HaTurim, that's the 33. The Daskenim says, the reason he lost 33 years is because when he complains and krechts to Paroi, Vayomer Paroi El Yaakov, Kami Yimei Shnei Chayecha, Vayomer Yaakov, Yomai Hayu Ma'at V'royim, there are 33 words in that Pasuk. There's a famous Shmuz from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Why is he punished for Vayomer Paroi El Yaakov? I understand the words that Yaakov says to complain, but why Vayomer Paroi El Yaakov? V'ala Aponim is Nitar Rosh HaSarabim. Yaakov's parts of Ponim obviously triggered the question that Paroi said. He looks a little bit Tzuklapt. The emes is there's another pshat that we know about the cheshbon of the years of Yaakov, but according to the Zohar, the cheshbon has actually dropped different. Until now, we were saying that he was supposed to live 180 and went down 33 years to 147. According to the Zohar, we know that David HaMelech needs to have years. David HaMelech only has a metzias of 3 hours. David HaMelech, in Shoyrish, he only has a shaychis to Adam Rishon Kodem Achet, and that was only for 3 hours. And that's all his life is going to be. He gets 70 years according to one pshat from Adam Arishan, who was supposed to live 1,000 and lived 930. But according to this pshat on Desire and Vice, these things go in tandem. He got them from the Avos. Avram gave him 5 years. He was supposed to live 180 and lived 175. Yitzchak didn't give him anything. Yitzchak, Gvura doesn't give. Yaakov, the Cheshbon is, from 175, went down to 147 and gave him 28 years. And Yosef, the most, Yosef gives him 37 years. Yosef lived 110, but we cheshbon it from the one. Each one is a cheshbon from what his father left. So Avram from the Shoirish was supposed to be 180, lost 5. Yitzchak didn't give. Yaakov, actually from his grandfather, Yaakov goes down from the 175 to 147. Yosef goes down from 147 to 110. According to this chat, Yosef is also in the cheshbon. Because Yosef is really a shtickel Av. It says later in the parasha, Misham Roya Evan Yisrael. Evan is Av Ben. Yosef is a bechina of Av. He's the father of 2 Shvatim. He was supposed to be the father of 12 Shvatim. But Yotza Tipois Mi Etzboisa by the Maisa with Eshes Petifar. But the Maisa, he isn't Av. He's Av, but he's Ben. A fascinating diak. The last pasuk in Parshas Vayichi. Vayomas Yosef Ben Meir Ve'Eser Shonim. The beginning of Parshas Shemois. Vayomas Yosef V'chol Echav. Yosef is nifted twice. He's nifted the last pasuk in Parshas Vayichi, and he's nifted again at the beginning of Shemois because Yosef Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Avos. And yes, the last pasuk is Yosef. He's also an Av. He's also an Av, and he's the same way the Petir of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov is in Sefer Bereishis. Petirus Yosef in Abyss in Bechina Mesuyim is the end of Sefer Bereishis. But Yosef B'chalifin is also a Ben. He's an Av Ben. Misham Roya Evan Yisrael is an Av Ben. In the Bechina of Ben, he's Nifter in Sefer Shmois. But as mentioned, according to the Zohar, he's an Av in the sense that he's also from those that are Toirim Shonim to David. The Yerushalmi, the beginning of Bracha, says that the Uvi of the Raki is really 500 Shana, and the same in the Gemara and Chagiga, and the Yerushalmi says 500 comes from the Shnois of the Avos, but from the literal Shnois of the Avos. Avram 175, plus Yitzchak is 180, plus Yaakov is 147, that adds up to the sum total of 502. So, how do you have two? It says it's 500. You know, you could be off by one, but you know, two is already Nishken Koil. But it could be because Avram Avinu was Hikar Boire at the age of 3, and it's a Machlaikis if it's age of 3 means at the end of 3, but then you're knocking 3 years off of Avram. Like the Gemara Darshan's Ekev, Asher Sham Avram Bekoili, Ekev is 172, but then Faker, then it's going to be 499. Oh, but then you could be off by one. Or no, we'll say that Avram Hikar as Boire is from when the beginning of his 3rd year, and then it adds up to the 100, to the 500. The Sfarim talk a lot about Avram Avinu, Yaakov Avinu's 147 years. It has to do with Asara B'Tevis, the Chassam Sofer's Marach about it, that from Tisha B'Av until Asara B'Tevis is actually 147 days. He also cheshmes, connected the 147 years of Yaakov. He also cheshmes that from Rosh Hashanah to Asara B'Tevis, it's 98 days, connected the Tzadi Ches Klalis. He actually says that's why it's Ches Tevis, Tes Tevis, and Yod Tevis. And the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Be'etzem HaYoyim Azeh, 3 times. He says, because the Pasuk depends if Cheshvin and Kislev are Mole, or Chaser, or 1 and 1. If they're both Chaser, meaning the Iker Be'etzem HaYoyim Azeh is the 98th day from Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes that could be on Ches Tevis, the year of Talmai, of Targum HaTorah, the Etzem HaYoyim Azeh of 98 days was Ches Tevis. The year of Tes Tevis, whatever happened on that day to be discussed, was on when it was Echad Mali, Echad Chasr, so the Etzem HaYoyim Azeh was on Tes Tevis. And the year of the Motzar, it was Shnehem Mileim, so it was already, no, Shnehem Chaserim. It was Shnehem Chaserim, so it was already Yud Tevis by the time you got to 98 days. And the Pasuk actually says, Be'etzem HaYoyim Azeh, 3 times. Because the 3 times, Ches, Tes, and Yud Tevis could all come and be on that amount of time. Now, the Pasuk says, Vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Yom Lomos, the Baal HaTurim is Mitzayin, that there's another place in the Mesorah where it says this Lashon, Vayikrevu Yimei David Lomos. Pasuk in this week's Haftorah. There's a correlation though between Vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Lomos and Vayikrevu Yimei David Lomos. The Yerushalmi says that David wrote 147 Kapitlech Tehillim. This is Yerushalmi Shabbos, Kapitel Tezayin, Perek Tezayin. Sorry, and it's also a Medrash. Tosfos brings it in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. That the Kuf Mem Zayin, Mizmoirei Tehillim of David, is Keneged 147 years of Yaakov. Now the question is that there are 150 Kapitlech. So the first 2 Kapitlech are 1. That's a Gemara and Brachas. There's another Cheshmet and another of the Kapitlech also, and you're allowed to be off by 1. Yaakov complains that his Yomim are Ma'at V'royim. Keneged Zeh is David HaMelech, who Taka had Ma'at V'royim life. Tremendous redifus from his brothers and then children and Soinim and his Shver and a lot of Balagan. But his whole life is one big Mizmar. Is one big mizmar. That's the mizmar of the Meya Arboim V'Sheva Mizmoirim. Keneged the Meya Arboim V'Sheva Shonim of Yaakov. That same Yerushalmi says that there are 175 parshiyos in the Torah keneged Avram Avinu's Shonim and 133 halalukas keneged Aharon HaKoyen, and you have to know what those inyanim are. Now, Yaakov Avinu asks for a chesed ve'emes, v'asisa imadi chesed ve'emes. Rashi says chesed shel emes. Why is it chesed shel emes, kavura? Well, emes is Rosh HaTevis, aroin mita tachrichim. It's also Rosh HaTevis, enoi mitzapa tashlum, because it's a chesed shel emes, you're not expecting to get paid back, which is a pella, because the Gemara says in Moed Katan that a person says espedim because he's expecting people to be maspid him back, and he's koiver the yakber yakberune, the yasped yaspedune. So what does it mean, you're not expected to get paid back? So I heard once a pshat, no, avadi, you get paid back, but enoi mitzapa, no one's waiting to get paid back for that thing, you know? You'd rather it get delayed. Another pshat is that it's a chesed shel emes, because any other chesed, you're helping a guy who's sick. Maybe he's faking it. He says he has a wee bit of a cold, but maybe he's just bluffing and everything is fine. Or he says he's ani and he needs money, but he's faking it. Misa, you can't fake it. It's chesed shel emes. Now, it's interesting. Yaakov Avinu asks, Unisasani mi Mitzrayim, and the Gemara in Nozer Daf Samachay, it's really the mission over there, and it's also the same mission as repeated in Aholis Perek Tezayin, that when you mafana a mace, mimokim lemokim, you have to take with it a cheluk of the karka, shalish etz bois from the offer where he was buried, when you're transferring it over. The Gemara darshans it, and it says that's the demei tfusa, that you carry the mace. Unesasani mi Mitzrayim, you'll carry me to Eretz Yisrael with some of the dirt in Mitzrayim. The shaila is, they buried Yaakov in Mitzrayim, they bechlal didn't bury him in Mitzrayim. So the emesis is the chizkuni over here, and other Rishonim also say this, that Yaakov Avinu was buried in Mitzrayim originally. I mean, they sat Shivas Yimei Avelos. You don't have Avelos till after Kavura. So they actually buried him, and there was Kavura. Then they were in the Sasani Mi Mitzrayim. They carried him out, and they carried him out as the Gemara Darshans, Mi Mitzrayim. They carried him out with some of the dirt. But the Taisus Yontif in Nazir, and also in Aholus, and also the Daskenim here, and other Rishonim, they argue. They say, no, the Gemara in Nazir and Asmachta Ba'alma, because Yaakov Avinu was not buried in Mitzrayim. They did Chanot and all that, but he was not buried. If anything, you could say a pshat, it means he's saying, don't bury me, and then, because if you do, you'll need to do this halacha of taking me with some of the dirt. No, don't do that. So that's machlaikas. Then, of course, the shaila is, why was there avelus? It says there was avelus for Yaakov Avinu. Taisa says, Mefurish in Moed Katan Daf Chof, that the avelus that we're talking about Yaakov was an avelus koidim hakvura. But kemedubar, it's a machlaikas. We shine him like the Cheskuni and those that learned the Gemara Kipshutai, he was taken buried. Now, Yaakov Avinu calls to Yosef, and Yosef brings his sons, the Enoch, and it says, Vayishtachu Yisrael. Rashi says, why did Yaakov Yisrael bow down to Yosef? Talo be'idna sagidle. A shul, when it's his time, bow down to him. There's a vart from the Imre Emes, I think he said, that the shul is a pikeach. A pikeach has to know when it's his time. Everyone has his time. Everyone has his moment of glory. Everyone has his tkufa or his namnut or opportunity where he can rise. And a lot of people just let it fall right through their fingers. The shul, when it's his idna, is knows to value that opportunity, doesn't miss opportunities, to miss his opportunities. Now, it says, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Roish Hamito, the Ponim Yofis, a little bit of a gematria, the Ponim Yofis, the Haflah brings, this is really in earlier form, that Yosef plus one more Havaya is gematria Yaakov. That's true. Yosef is 156, and one more Havaya after that is Yaakov, is 182. So if you add Havaya, Yudke Vavke to Yosef, it adds Yaakov. But if you add Shechina, Shin Chuf Yud Nun Hey, if you add the word Shechina to Yosef, that's Gematria Yisrael. Yosef plus the word Shechina is Gematria Yisrael. So Yosef, with a Hashlam of Havai or Shechina, gets to Yaakov or to Yisrael. Vayomer Yaakov el Yosef kel shakai nira elai veluz. He starts telling him, I saw an interesting Shuvas Rabbi Kveger, there was a Shaila, a Seifer, who wrote a Sefer Torah. He made a mistake. And he missed two words, but it was unclear. It said in that Sefer Torah, Vayomer Yaakov, and then it said Aleph Lamed, and then it said Shakai. But we didn't know, did the Sefer make a mistake that he wrote Vayomer Yaakov El, and he missed Yosef Kael, and you have to erase the Aleph Lamed of El and try to stick in the three words. But maybe that wasn't the mistake. Maybe the Sefer wrote Vayomer Yaakov, and he skipped El Yosef. And he actually wrote Kel Shakai. Then you can't erase it because it's the name of Hashem. You don't know if the Aleph Lamed, again, I'm going to read you the words. It's Vayomer Yaakov, El, Aleph Lamed, Yosef, Kel, that's again Aleph Lamed, there's no K in Kel, and then Shakai. So the question is, they had a Shaila, are you allowed to be Moichik the Aleph Lamed and try to sneak in the three words? Because is it a shame that's Nimchak or not? It's a whole interesting Shaila. And they have here the saga of Ephraim and Menashe, that Yaakov Avinu gives a bracha to Ephraim and Menashe. The Degel Machan Ephraim, he writes over here, fascinating shtickle, what's the shakla v'tari that Yaakov, who doesn't even see, is sikel as yodav, and he gives kedima to Ephraim. On one of Menashe is the Bechor. He says, Menashe and Ephraim, every person has in inside him a Menashe and Ephraim. Menashe is the negative, it's loshen of nashani, gid hanoshe, detached, not shayich. And Ephraim is productivity, hifrani alikim. And every person has it in both. Every person has children or tamidim that have aspects of both. And a lot of times people focus on the nashani and they focus on the negative and they don't realize you could look at the positive. And Yaakov says, yeah, I know Menashe is the Bechor, everyone's focused on that. But let's use some seichel, let's twist it a little bit. And look at it differently. I heard once an interesting story. Interesting ma'aseh, someone told me recently, a bachur, chassidish bachur. He told his father, I'm going off the derech. On Shabbos afternoon, he told his father, he said, I'm going off the derech, I'm becoming a chaloini. Father had chalisha sadas, he went to sleep, he says, I don't know what, he wakes up, it's a Shabbos, the father's ois mentioned, his son told him, he's going off the derech, what should he do? His mom, he's eating himself up, he doesn't know what to do. Anyway, Sunday morning, the kid gets up, goes to Davin, he goes to Yeshiva a little bit late, but he goes to Yeshiva, he comes back in the afternoon. The father figures, okay, maybe he wants to chop around a little before. Doesn't ask too many questions. This whole week goes by like this. The kid's coming, going, doing his thing. And the father says Thursday afternoon, he comes up to him and says, you know, you told me you're going off the derech. He said, yeah, I'm chaloini. Chaloini. Maharin, chaloini. He says, no, but like you went to Yeshiva, you went out late and this. He says, yeah, I'm chaloini. Like, last week I was charedi. I was hearing from you that I'm smoking and doing this and hacking around. This week I'm chloini. I'm hearing that I went to yeshiva. I'm davening. You know, you look at the front. Say, I'm blind chloini. It's besser as a. But I'll give you another mashal. I saw once there was this professor. He came into the class in the university. He put on a piece of paper, a tiny little dot on a piece of white paper, and he gave it out to everyone. Everyone should describe and write about what they see on the paper. Write a 400-word essay on what you see on the paper. And everyone talked about the black dot. They said, you all got it wrong. There's a whole white paper over here. You focused on the negative. Don't focus on the Menashe, on the Nashani Elikim. Focus on the Hifrani. Pachas HaYoyser, as I stated in the Degel Machan Ephraim, without the extra additions. Yisimcha Elikim Kefraim Vech Menashe. Klal Yisrael, the Doiros, gives a bracha to the children, not to the Avos or the different Shvatim, but this bracha that Yaakov gave to Ephraim and Menashe. Why? I once heard a pshat. Because you're expressing that in this bracha, it shows that there's no Yiridus Hadoiris. But there are that there's Yiridus Hadoiris. But over here, Menashe and Ephraim, they're the next generation, and they're Reuven v'Shimon. Same level. It's not a Yirida. That's a bracha a person gives to his kids. Invite that there's enikvach that the bracha should go on like that. Another nekuda is because Ephraim and Menashe grew up in the Golos. The bracha is Slari Lodoiris, all the years in the Golos, we give our brachas to the Kindlech. They should be like Ephraim and Menashe. Chassam Sofer says, because Ephraim represents Torah, Menashe represents Oysher, and you want to make a mix of both, that you should have a shaykhus to both of these in Yonim. Another pshat, there's somebody telling, another pshat is that Ephraim and Menashe, there could have been a major kino, vitacharus, competition, and friction, because Yaakov is showing favoritism to one, to the other. No. Davke, Ephraim and Menashe are mefarginim to one to another, and that's the bracha a person wants to give to his kindlech. The kulu isnuvei. Now, the Lashon of the Pasuk Kepshuta is Ephraim and Menashe, Kiru Uvein v'Shimon Yuli, says the Baal HaTurim, because Ephraim and Menashe are the same gematria. Kiru Uvein v'Shimon. Ephraim and Menashe are the exact same gematria. Actually, Reuven and Shimon is 725. Ephraim and Menashe is 726. Because it's Va'anoichi Nasati Lachem Shem Achad Al Achecha. I'm giving you one more. Shem Achad, Pirush Rosh Al Atayra. You're going to be one more. Yeah, because Ephraim and Menashe is one more than Reuven v'Shimon. But the Maaseh of Baal HaTurim says it's the same gematria. The Teretz is because gematria could be off by one because you go with the koil, and that's a bavus tezach. It's a mafurish gemara. The gemara says in Gittin that the reason Klal Yisrael go to Golus after 850 years of from when they entered Eretz Yisrael, it was 850 years till Churban Bayis Rishon. Zok the gemara. Why did the Eibishter send them out then? Really, they could have stayed a little bit longer because the pasuk says in Voschanan v'noishantem. V'neshamtem is gematria 852, and after 852 years, there's going to be a churban, and then there's going to be total destruction. So the Eibishter had to take them out before v'neshamtem. He had to be mocked in the churban, so it shouldn't get to 852. Because if it would get to 852, they would have reached the clock of v'neshamtem. And soifai mi yushurenu, what would be if there was v'neshamtem? So therefore, he made the Churban after 850 years. Forgive them one more year. 851. The Neshantim is 852. Zok to Trumas Hadesha. No, that's the Neshantim. Off by one, does the Shan Vinayshantim. That's Lechera. Garish Tark Araya. Someone once brought me a Araya because there's a din. You don't give Tzedak if someone has Masayim Zuz. Tzedak is 199. He wanted a Shtel Tzu to this Musa guy. I said, Punkt Faker. Tzedak is 199. It's Punkt. It's without the Koil. Because 200, you don't give Tzedak. 199. You give tzedakah. I heard interesting that there's a pasuk we say in Kapitel Tzadi Aleph, where everyone was saying Yoshe B'Seisu. It says Rak be'einecha tabit v'shilumas reshoyim tireh. I heard from a Magid Meisharim. He said v'shilumas is gematria kipas barzel, which is the ammunition that they have. Kipas barzel. He says not exactly. The Shilumas is a little bit more than Kippas Basel. It's 27 more. He says, first of all, you always add a Havaya, you know. You add a Havaya. He says, but even after you add the Havaya, it's not enough. One more Koilel. You need a Koilel also. If you have a Koilel and a Havaya, then the Kippas Barzel is able to be Vishilumas. Now Yaakov asks, he suddenly sees that there's a problem. He sees Yehu and Yeruvim ben Nevot coming out of these children. He asks Yosef, who are these kids? So Yosef says, Asher nosen li alikim bazeh. Rashi says he showed him the Shtar Ksuba. So interesting pshat. What was the shock of the Torah? Yaakov was worried that there's something wrong here. The Rishoyim are coming out and he shouldn't give them a bracha. So how is Yosef calming him down by showing the Ksuba? So I saw pshat. The Shach al Torah talks about a famous kasha that everyone talks about. The Rishoyim already asked it. That there's a stira on one hand that says, by the Ben Soirer Umoire Nidoin Al Shein Soifoi, Miidach Yisa by Yishmael, it says, Basher Husham, and we don't make a Cheshbon Al Shein Soifoi. Rabbi Dubar on this Kasha, that's not the topic now, but the Shach Al Atoira says an interesting Pshat. He says, because Yishmael comes from Avram Avinu, the Shoirish is good. If the Shoirish is good, then the Hanhoga is Basher Husham. I have a loss on that, but that's the Hanhoga Basher Husham. But on the other hand, the Ben Soira Moira comes, according to Chazal, from a Nisui of Yifas Toir. The whole beginning is Nishta Zoy, ay, ay, ay. Then, Nidin Hashem Soifai. So Yaakov sees that Yehu and Yeruvim ben Nevot is coming. He doesn't know what's going to be. Yosef shows him, no, but the Aschol is good. The Aschol is good, so Spasher Husham. That was the Pshat. There's another Pshat. I heard the Kloisenberg Rebbe said this when he was a young child to the Ashtrof Segoin, Moira the Kazakh. He said it like this. He said that Yaakov asks him, who did you marry in Mitzrayim? Where was the Eide Kedushin? You need Eidus L'Kiyume. Where was the Eidus? So he showed him the Shtar Ksuba and the Shtar Kedushin. He says, yeah, but there was no one here in Mitzrayim. Who was the Eidus? So it's Bavus, the Ktsois. It says that when there's no Chav L'Acherim, Haidos Faldin itself could be the Eidus. And the Yisoid is that it's learned out from Moig the Mixas. Right? The Ktsois brings Rashi, Hey, Erlanu, Einenu, that Ki Huzeh, Asher Yoimar Ki Huzeh. So Zeh, Ki Hu Zeh, Zeh is the Makar of Haidos Baldin. So that's what Yosef answered him. Bonai Heim, Asher Nosen, Le'elikim, Buzeh. Buzeh. With Zeh, with this din of Haidos Baldin. That's what Yosef was answering Yaakov Avinu. And he was so in a spoil that he chopped this pupil from the Ksois. That's, no, that, a kaponim. This was the Inyan. The Yidgul arrived Bekerev Ha'aretz. The Yidgul arrived Bekerev Ha'aretz. He gave them a bracha. They should be like Dogim. It's interesting that the Gemara says in Gittin Daf Peizayin that you don't have to sign a shtar dafka with your name. You could sign a remez or a simon or a diagram. And the Gemara brings various amiroyim. Rab Chaninu was mitzayir a dekel. Rav was mitzayir a kavra, which is a fish. So the Toisus Chachmi Anglia over there in Gittin says, the yidgu l'roiv. L'roiv is l'rav. That Rav's remez is a dog. And that's why Rav Pinchas Mikaret says, he says, there's a name of Ephraim. And it's very common. People have a name, Ephraim Fischel. What is Ephraim? It's a common Yiddish name. It says Ephraim Fischel because Fischel is fish, is dog, is dog. Now people are more modern. They have the maybe guy says this is my kid. His name is Dog. You know, it's very more modernish. But you know, someone came once to the Satmar Rebbe. He said this is my einikel Michael. He says ich weiß nicht. Dein Zeiden, der Alteheim, ist gewinn auf größer Machmer. Der Einikel ist ein Michael. Aber ich denke, der Alteheim, dein Zeiden, ist nicht gewinn kein Michael. But that's a frying official. Yeah. We may have later on the parsha with the brachas of Yaakov. Bikash Yaakov legalis es haketz. Bikash Yaakov legalis es haketz. He wanted to be megala the ketz. Now ketz is 190. He wanted to be megala that the ketz, it's going to be 190 years less than the 400 years originally promised. Because it's only going to be 210 years. And the emes is, there's a word from Shamshin Ashtrapolya. Yaakov Avinu knew that every one of the Shvatim that did the Mechira and has to get an Oynish has to get punished according to the shame of Eya, which is 21. And he understood that there were only 9 brothers involved in the Mechira. Reuven wasn't there, Binyamin wasn't there, Yosef is on the other side of it. So it's 9, and 9 times 21 is 189. And therefore he felt that they deserved to go out after Cates. Cates, that's off by one, let me off by one. Cates is 190. But then it says, Murder the Gazach, it says, Bikesh Yaakov Vagala says a Kate. Yaakov wanted to be Megala that they're supposed to go out after Kate after 190 years, because 9 brothers each times 21 is 190. Or Benestalik Mimenu Shechina. He forgot that there's also the Shechina. The Shechina was the 10th. The Shechina was also part of the Mechira. And a Chelik of the Oynish is Nestalik Mimenu. So that's why it's a full 210. 210 is 21 times 10. Yaakov thought originally it's going to be Kate. It's only going to be 9 Shvatim that deserve the Einish. And then, but it was Nestalik Menu Shechina, and it ended up being 210. And only the Kate is the what came off of that. It's a whole complex thing over here. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi don't exactly get brachis. Yehuda by Yehuda, he starts. Yehuda was also, Rashi says, he started going back. And then, no, Yehuda, I told you, Ducha Achecha. Yehuda is the shame ahus of a Yid. Bezman Azel, we call a Yid is a Yehudi. The word Yehudi is only found in Megillus Esther, Ish Yehudi, but it's a common thing that a Yid, we're not called a Yisraeli, we're called a Yehudi. We're not called a Reuveni, or a Dani, or a Naftali. We're called a Yehudi. Yehudi, Ata Yeducha Achecha. Your name is going to be the mahus of the name of what a Yid is called. Yeah, we're going to move on. There's each one of the Shvatim is a whole sugya over here. Yeah, state by Yisachar. Vayar Menucha ki toiv. Vayet Shichmoy Lisbo. He saw that Menucha is a good Zach, so he started harving and started muttering. So one shot is he saw Menucha is a good thing, but he was willing to be Mevater on this good thing for Amal Batoira. He was Mevater on Menucha. But I heard a different shot. No, you know, a person wants to do Menucha. Menucha, a person wants to lie in bed. Sometimes a person gets a little depressed, though, so he says, you know, stay in bed, wake me up in an hour, wake me up next week, wake me up when they start a new sugya. Vayeshev Yisrael, Vayeschazek Yisrael, Vayeshev al Hamita. A Yid doesn't do that. He doesn't just fall in bed, you know. V'homan noifal al Hamita. That's the two places where it says Hamita. The Balaturim is Mitzayin. Homan is noifal al Hamita. Vayeshev Yisrael, Vayeschazek al Hamita. He doesn't fall into the bed. But getting back here to Yisachar, that's the pshat. Vayar menucha kitoy. You saw menucha is a good zach. Yeah, but it's not going to happen. The guy said, oh, so geshmak, just a lion bed, a lion bed, a lion bed, a lion bed. And then it's Eila told us, noyach, it's vayte noyach, and you're more famatet, and you're tired just from resting. Vayar menucha kitoy. And he wanted to enjoy a good shlof. He wanted to enjoy, yeah, you want to enjoy it first, harva, learn for 18 hours straight. And then, plots on the bed a little bit, you'll chav what it means, menucha kitoy. Vayar menucha kitoy. So vayet shich melizbal, as a harvin, to come into to a menucha. Stayed weiter, by Don, Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem, Kivisi Avaya, stayed in the Sefer Avoidis Yisrael from the Magad Mikoznitz, that if you go through the entire parasha Yis Miketz Vayigash, and Vayichi also till here, it does not say Shem Avaya. The Shem Avaya is Nelam. It's Golus, it's dark, the Shvatim don't know what's going on, everything is Balagan. There's no hope even. Finally, near the end over here, we're getting close now to the end. It's going to be Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. There's going to be a tikva. There's going to be a hope. A kav is a connection. A person has a tikva. Is a pshat is that he has a kav. He has a shaychis with the Rabbein Shlalem. If he has a shaychis with the Rabbein Shlalem, he's able to have an aliyah from that. Yosef, we mentioned before already. It says in the pasuk Misham Roya Even Yisrael. So earlier we said a pshat Even. Play on words, it's Av Ben. And we explained the Bechina that Yosef is a little bit of both. He's also in a certain Bechina, he's an Av, and a certain Bechina, he's a Ben. There's another Pshat I saw that Netziv brings over here. What does it mean? Yosef is Even. He says, because Klal Yisrael is Nidmila Ofer. The Umay Sa'ilim are Nidmila Mayim, he says. The truth is, when the Mayim comes in contact with the Ofer, it could turn into mud, it could turn into blotta, and it could turn everything into just one big muddy mess. But sometimes there's a Koyach, a certain Starkkeit, that you can take the offer and the Mayim and the connection of the two and turn it into an Evan. Now, We spoke about this the other weeks. The Avos were so disconnected from the Havli Olam HaZeh that they had no Shaychus B'chlal. They were the Merkava, totally connected to the Bashefer. Yosef is the one who's Merkavis HaMishnah. He's bringing down somewhat of Olam HaZeh and connecting it and making it Kulei Ruchnius, creating the Evan. The Evan that we spoke about in Parshas Vayetze, that everything, all the Avonim there are about building Klal Yisrael. So now it's Misham Roya, Evan Yisrael. Yosef is the semel of this idea of being able to build and create a Klal Yisrael. Now there's a famous Gemara in Tainus that says, Vayigvai Vayyosef El Amov. There's a Gemara in Tainus that says, Omer Rab Yoichanan, Tainus Tavhei, Omer Rab Yoichanan, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Loi Meis. Frek the Gemara, Loi Meis. V'chi b'chdi softu savdayinu v'chontu chantayi v'kover kuvayu. Everything was b'chinam. They buried him. They did hespedim, chanota. So the Gemara, Mikra Ani Doirish. It says, Apasik ata altiri avdi Yaakov n'mashem v'alteichas Yisrael, kihinani mashiach ha-mirochot v'zarech meretz shovim, makesh hu l'zare, ma zare b'chayim, afu b'chayim, a deep agarate Gemara. And how does it answer the kasha? The kasha was, he said, Yaakov avinu loy meis, but there was a hesped, there was chanota, there was kvura. How does the kasha get answered? You bring a pasuk, but what's the teretz? Is the emesis Rashi says, Moirat Gazach, V'hai dechontu oisai kesvurim ha'yishameis. Why did they do chanota? They thought he was dead. He wasn't dead. There's a diak nifla, some of the achronim, Amadayak and Rashi, by the chanota, they thought he was dead. And he wasn't. But by the kvura, he was taken dead. Afterwards, there's a new bechin of the doiris of Yaakov Avinu Leimeis, but be'emes, by the kvura, he died. And that stims that Rivka's nevuah was Lama Eshkal Shneichem B'yoymechad. We made the cheshbon last week that it happened on Asorah B'tevis. If you work out that Petirus Yaakov was on Sukkos and the days of Chanot, and it takes time to travel to Eretz Yisrael v'chule, and the whole process of the Levaya, Yaakov Avinu, if you learn that he was Nifter Meis, B'yoym Kvurasoi, it's the same day as Esav's Kvura, and that's the beginning and the end, and it all gets tied and connected together, and it's Eshkal Shneichem B'yoym Echad. But whatever this Bechin is of Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, Rabbeinu Bechaya wants to write that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi. Nossi, writes Rabbeinu Bechaya, is Rosh HaTevis, Nitzitz Shel Yaakov Avinu. Because Rabbeinu HaKadosh was a Nitzitz of Yaakov Avinu, and in Gevissa Bechin, he was also Loi Meis. The Medrash says that Vayichi Rabbi Yehuda HaKadosh, B'tzipoiri, 17 Shana, the last 17 years of his life, he was in Tzipoiri. There's a correlation to that, to the 17 years of Yaakov. And then, it's fascinating, but the Gemara in Ksubis, Af Kuf Gimel, brings, Kol Be'ish Shimsha Hava Osi Lebeisa, every Friday night, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would come to his house, and Rabbi Kveger brings that he would be Moitzi the Oilam with Kiddush. He would come in his Shabbos clothes, in his Begodim HaChamudois, Shahi Eloivish B'Shabbos, Upoiter Sarab and B'Kiddush Hayoyim. Rabbi Kveger and Gilian Ashas Ksubis Kuf Gimel brings this from the Sefer Hasidim. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh is a little bit of Bechina on Nitzitz Shel Yaakov Avinu. He's also this Bechina of Loi Meis. He is able to be Moitzi them. The Pel is, how can he be Moitzi them? He's not Mechuyev. I heard once this is a Lipulpula Ba'alma, but it's the Pshat is because why is a Meis Potter from Mitzvahs? Because he's being Oisik in the mitzvah of being covered. There's a mitzvah to be covered. But he wasn't. He was in his house. So he could make Kiddush. Now, Lagufa Inya for the Etzem Kasha, we said we had this Kasha, Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis, Aid, we had a Kasha, and then the Gemara gave a Teretz, but it's a little bit of an obscure Teretz with a Drosha, but what's the Pshat? So there's a famous expression, for Nakasha Startmanish, and this is the Makar for this concept. For Nakasha Startmanish means, you know, you have a Kasha, Megate Vaita, but that's the Pshat, you have a Kasha, but it doesn't mean Yaakov Avinu was Nifta because you have a Kasha. The Doi Malazeh, you know, there's a Sphere, it says they went down with Shivim Nefesh. How does it extend with the Medrash that every one of the Shvatim had a twin? And there's a lot of truths into that, but I saw once in the Sefer, his teretz was that all those twins died. Rashi. I said, Ech Vezdish. What? Rashi says that the twins died? Where's the Rashi? This week's version? Yeah. Last week says that all the twins died. Oh, so I heard, okay, good. Are you corrected? But I heard a horror on that. For Nakasha Starmanish, Kim and Zogan under the twins. For Nakasha Starmanish, there was once a story. A certain Rav paskind on an aguna that the husband had died. A very complex shaila, and he paskened, and they allowed her to get remarried, and then Rachmana Litzlan, the husband, came back, and it was a big balagan, and they asked this Rav, how did you get to this l'chayr incorrect conclusion? The husband was there. So he said, the emesis, the reason I came to that conclusion is I was doing the sugyas of Agun at the end of Yevamos. I had a very shver kasha in the sugya, and based on that kasha, I was muttering in the sugya, I came up with a big yisoid, and that was the yisoid, was the basis for the tshuva, why I paskened that she's mutter l'bayil. So they told him, yeah, for nakasha startman, just because you had a kasha doesn't mean that this lady's husband died. Shmeit. It says, "Vayas la'aviv avel shivas yamim." We already asked before, why was there avelus? According to Moshe Mishoinim, there was no kavura yet. Why was there avelus? But what's interesting is, the Gemara in Mayit Katan brings a makar that avelus is for 7 days. And the Gemara brings a pasuk, Mayit Katan, Dachof, the Gemara brings a makar from a pasuk in Amos, Kapitel Ches, v'hofachti chageichem le'avel. And just like Pesach is for 7 days, so Avel is 7 days. There's also a 1 day avelus of Shmur Rechoika. And that's not that from Shavuos, which is 1 day. Batzeres says it's 1 day. Aber, that's the makar for Shivas Yimei Avelus. Frektoisis, learn out Avelus from the pasuk over here. Vayas la'aviv avel Shivas Yomim azay frektoisis. V'shem di Yerushalmi. Toisis answers because it's first he says because it was lefnei the kavura, which we spoke before was a machlokes rishonim if they actually buried Yaakov in Mitzrayim. But then Toisis gives another teretz over there. It was koy the mountain Torah. You can't learn that from koy the mountain Torah. The pella is the Chasam Sofer asks that there's another Gemara Moed Katan Daf Ches that talks about Shivas Yimei Mishta and Ein Ma'arv and Simcha B'Simcha, and the Gemara learns out what's the makar that is Shivas Yimei Mishta by Chasam Kala, and one of the makaris that the Gemara brings is from Yaakov Avinu Malei Shavua Zois V'Nitlacha Gamezeh that you learn out Shivas Yimei Mishta from Yaakov Avinu Koy the Matan Torah Manishtana Hilchas Avel from Hilchas Sheva Brachas Apella Stir in the Yerushalmi. Chasam Sofer says an interesting teretz. He says we have no problem learning out from Koy the Matan Torah. Koy the Matan Torah is also a good makar. But he says, you have to chap, the shayla of Avel, we knew that Avelus was for 7 days. That we already knew. The nidin was, you know, regel is mevatel Avelus. The question was, there was a tzad that Shabbos should also be mevatel Avelus. If that's true, you'll never have Avelus for a full 7 days. But that was the nidin. Is Shabbos breaking Avelus? And they brought a riot from Amos. No. Vafachti chageichem le'evel. Only Yom Tov breaks Avelus, not Shabbos. Oh, but from Koy the Matan Torah, you can't bring a riot because Koy the Matan Torah, there was no Shabbos. So if you have a riot that Avelus is 7 days, but it wouldn't be a riot to the idea that Avelus breaks after Shiva. The Pasuk says, there's a famous vart from the Rugged Shaver. It says that they came down to Shvatim, Likbar es Aviv, Achere Kavre es Aviv, Pasha the double Lashon. So he says, based on a Yerushalmi and Tainus, that the Ovis and the Maris and Machpela are Lefi Seder Chashivusam, which he names on as a Hanocha, that originally when it's Avram and Yitzchak, so Avram is on the right and Yitzchak is on the left. But now that they're bearing Yaakov also, so Avram is in the middle, Yitzchak is on the right and Yaakov is on the left. You have to push it, remove Yitzchak from the kever, put Yaakov there instead, and put Yitzchak on the kever on the other side. So it's Likbaris Aviv, they buried their father Yaakov, when Acharei Kavreis Aviv, after they reburied his father. And that's also a deek in the Lashon of the Pasuk. It says, Yaakov Avinu requests, be kever me, be kever asher karisi li, which can literally be read with the kever that I dug. Yeah, because Yaakov was eventually buried in the kever that he himself had dug. He had dug it b'shaita to Yitzchak, but at the end, that's the kever that Yaakov is buried. We'll end off, there's a very interesting, famous Eirei Chaim HaKadosh. Yosef HaTzadik tells the brothers, Atem chashavtem olai ra, Elokim chashav l'toiva. Yes, you had in mind bad intentions, but Amachnas Tois, the Eibishter had a bigger master plan. Zokta Eirei Chaim HaKadosh, Moshe l'ma davar doima, l'miskavin l'haroig es chaveiro. A person wants to kill his friend, and he gives him a cup of poison, and he wants him to die, and it turns out that the cup is full of wine, good wine, not poison. Pshita she'eni tzorach kapara klal afilu b'dinei shemayim. So here also, you had bad intentions, but everything came out good. You had bad intentions to sell me to Mitzrayim and all that, but it came out for a good reason. This guy wants to kill his friend with poison, but it turned into wine. Gevaldik. The pel is, it's keneged a mishnah. Hamiskavin lechol besar chazir ba'olse b'yodei basar tleh. Even though he's eating tleh, but he thinks he's eating chazir, he needs a kapara for what he thinks he's doing. Even though a machshavah is not mitzvah for ma'aseh, but when you're doing something, thinking it's the bad thing, you do need a kapara. Here he says, "Ain tzarach kapara klal uklal." Harbe dibru on this Eirei Chaim HaKadosh. What could the taich be? Why should it be a chilik? Maybe ben adam lechaveiroi has different kedarim. Ben adam lechaveiroi maybe doesn't have this inyan of miskaven lechol basar chazir. Ben adam lechaveiroi would there. It's totally in the taitza. I heard once an interesting pshat. Hamiskaven lechol basar chazir v'also biyadi basar tleh. The taich is, because Be'emes Machshav Ra doesn't have a problem, but the Machshav Ra is mislabish in a Maisa, so then you need a kapara for doing a Maisa that connects to that bad Machshava. But it's only if the Maisa is a par of a Maisa. What about Hamaskav and Lechel Besar Chazir Va'os Abiyah Dibas of Kochim? It turned into, now it was a mitzvah. If it turns into a mitzvah, then you don't need a kapara. Miskav and Lechel Besar Chazir could only be mislabish into a Maisa Rishus, not into a mitzvah. And over here also it was a mitzvah. Elikim chashavt, atem chashavtem lo, elikim chashav al toiva. And by the Moishet Kois Yayin Lechaveiroi, this is what I heard over, is the pshat is, Machai Nefushas and Andre Yid, you're giving him a cup of wine, that's already a mitzvah. Then, there's no niskavin lechol b'sar chazir, and that's why the Arachayim HaKadosh could say that atem chashavtem alai ra, alikim chashav alatoiv alahachiyos, am rav, that as long as in the taitzah, hakol b'seder, so then, that's the maskana. Good.